Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm with Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts, and we are always joined by TJ Boggs, producer extraordinaire. We'll make sure we give him a little shout out.
Wow. Who was a guest on the radio show probably about five or six episodes ago.
That's it.
So go check TJ's story out. He's over here like, I'm a pro.
Can I give out my Cash App and my PayPal so they can?
Wow. No, you cannot. So, okay. Cut him off. Right, oh, wait, we can't. Dang it. Yeah, you can give him the Cash App. Go ahead. Hit it up, dog.
Hit it up, dog. Patrick is saying dog.
I get a little commish off the deal.
Commish. Man.
That might be some foreshadowing.
That's what I was about to say.
For our guest.
Oh. QA? Quincy Adams?
Quincy.
He's coming on the show today. BCJ Building Services. What you think about that?
Man, I think that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
He's a fellow YPO friend of mine.
BCJ.
Been hanging out with him for a couple years. I think he works in the Southeast, working on cleaning some buildings. I can't wait to hear what he's got to say.
No, I can't either.
I'm gonna learn a lot about his story with the audience. So, yeah, Patrick, can I have your Venmo, please?
My Venmo, I think you pretty dang
can
well
I send,
know.
I want to send you a request.
You know my Venmo, but I'm going to correct you on something because you called him Quincy Adams, who I think was John Quincy Adams, who was a president of the United States. I've been wanting to call him Quincy Adams since I LinkedIn stalked him. It's Quincy Evans. Evans. I had to double check.
It's definitely not Quincy Adams.
No, but I had to double check.
That just came out and messed my head up.
No, that's all good.
And I know him.
That's all good, yeah.
Goodness gracious. What? Sorry, Mr. Evans. QE.
Not QA.
He doesn't even know we're talking about him. Okay.
He'll hear it down the road. Down the road, he'll hear it. He'll hear it.
Well, how you doing?
Doing good, man.
Well, good.
Recording on a Tuesday this week, which is a little bit, you know, I'll be honest with you. Sarah Stryhosp, our social media director, came in yesterday. Digital marketing. I forget her title. Anyways, something that has to do with marketing. Came in. Stryhosp came in my office yesterday. And she's like, oh, when are y'all recording the radio show? And it was at like 2 o'clock on Monday. I was like, oh, my God. I think it was today. It was.
Wow.
And she was like, Trent would have texted you. I was like, I don't know. He might have forgotten to.
She knows I'm on top of things.
It was Tuesday.
I'm glad she's learning. I finally learned how to say her name, Sarah Stryhosp.
You did good this
morning. How did I do? I got to stop having a gap in between. Stryhosp! No.
TJ likes a gap.
She's not in here. She's not in the studio today because our guest is calling in, Quincy Evans.
What?
But
Evans? Yep. Yeah.
But it's the last week of school for my kids.
Okay.
And poor Tatum got sick last night and this morning, so she had a missed. I mean, our three girls, 6th, 8th, and 9th grade, are taking exams. It's like college.
Yeah.
They go take 2 exams in the morning. Reagan picks them up at 11:30 or so. So Tatum's going to – and they weren't going to have class Friday. So Tatum's got – that's makeup day. Hopefully she'll get better, and she's got to go Friday, poor girl. Mm. Dang, baby, I hope you feel better.
Yeah, that's number one priority,
so,
right?
Yeah, so anyway – but it's cool. It's cool to see them prepare, and they're like, man, last year we didn't have to do all this. I'm like, yeah, well, I wasn't prepared when I went to Chapel Hill. So
this will help.
Good luck.
Yes, yes.
And Ford, he's in the 2nd grade, so he's on easy street. He's skating on ice, rolling like, what up? He got a new haircut. His ears are flopping. I mean, he's good.
I hear you.
I mean, he is positivity.
Man, there's nothing like being a kid at this age of our kids. These couple weeks, you remember the anticipation leading up to summer? I mean, that's like kids out there from Mecklenburg County School enjoy.
I told my kids, I was taking them to school yesterday. I was like, this is like the most exciting time ever. Like,
yeah.
They're like, we got exams. I'm like, well, that wasn't exciting when I had exams.
But when it's over with, school.
But it's still what? You weren't excited when you had exams in college.
No.
So,
I was not.
So,
I'll tell you what.
But I was with my father-in-law yesterday, yep. And he kept Knox, my 3-year-old, him and Gigi, Poppy and Gigi, and he said, Knoxy come in the room and say, Knoxy, good boy. And Gigi said, that's when Knoxy knows he did something bad. So, he said, what's up, Knoxy? He said, come on. So, he goes in the bedroom and he spilled something or something. So, he preemptively comes and tells on himself and says, Knoxy, good boy. That means Knoxy done broke something.
He done busted something, huh?
I want Knoxy to come to you and say, Knoxy, good boy, at your wallet. Because I want him to break it.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Take you down on the golf course. Hey, Venmo, here we go.
Don't carry a wallet. I'm a cell phone card guy.
You
now.
Are? Look
That's
at you.
It.
You got a cell phone card case. All right. TJ's over here doing the whirly bird. That means we got Quincy Evans when we come back. BCJ Building Services, thanks for tuning in today. You're listening to At Home with Ruth.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts.
I'm glad you finally got the first welcome back correct. You've been messing that up. I think you've had to retake that one five shows in a row.
No, you got fireworks on your shirt. I forgot to say something about that in the first segment.
Man.
Boom.
I got a beer can, fireworks, and an American flag on my shirt.
All my favorite
things. So Whistling Straight shirt.
Okay,
man.
I got it.
This is a good shirt to be real close to Canada.
Let them know what we're doing down here.
I'm wearing an American flag with fireworks.
Let them know what we're doing down here. I got you. So, we got Quincy Evans on the show.
Yeah. Quincy Evans is a dear YPO buddy of mine. Hails from Georgia.
BCJ Building Services. Is that right, Quincy?
That's it. You got it. Yeah. That's how we roll in the janitorial industry. We just throw three letters together, and we're super creative.
I like it how you said that's how we roll, you know, like toilet paper roll. Does that kind of go hand in hand with janitorial services?
As an adult, I've had my house rolled more than I did as a kid.
No joke. We used to throw a couple rolls of toilet paper into trees back when we were young.
We've had this, I think all the buddies have kind of let it down now, but we had like a 5-year period where we would go roll each other's houses, and I think finally the wives were like, all right, this is no longer funny.
It's a pain in the butt. You know how as a kid, you know how you didn't get caught rolling somebody's house, is you'd roll your own house too. I never did that, honestly, but I know that's what some kids would do. They roll like three people and then roll their own house. But see, Dad, it wasn't me, Mom and Dad.
But as a kid, you would have like potential inventory issues, and as an adult, like, you know, toilet paper and inventory, you just got more opportunity to
there
roll.
You go. I it's all about opportunity.
Well, now every parent has cameras and such.
Oh, yeah, you can't get away with that.
You're a liar.
I would just wear a t-shirt with a mask that said, this is Trent. And they'd be like, see, it wasn't Patrick, it was Trent.
I know Trent doesn't have hair that good.
Yeah, I'd have to work on something there.
So, that was a good pun. So you got another fella from Georgia.
Yeah.
Does that make you proud?
No,
Bulldog over here, TJ?
It does.
Ho, ho, ho.
I was LinkedIn stalking.
You know, I was kind of listening in on the Josh Mandel call, and I was, I'm a little worried about Mandel.
I'm a little worried about Mandel.
did you guys sense the panic in his voice? I mean, you know, the tide ain't rolling, boys. The tide is turning.
It is turning. You're right. I think he is a little nervous, and I did. His voice, if you hadn't heard, go listen to the Josh Mandel show two weeks ago, I think. His voice was a little crackly.
Uh-huh.
Hailing from the Crimson Tide. So, I mean, you coming a little arrogant with those back-to-back championships there, you little tiny bulldog, you little baby bulldog.
Little baby bulldog. Hey, we haven't forgotten our days of you know, humility lurks around every corner when you're a bulldog. So I have not forgotten. So it's been quite the ride these last 2 years. But, man, it's pretty fun to have a phenomenal leader like Kirby.
Yeah, I can only – I mean, I'm a Clemson guy, and we've had Dabo for so long that you don't take it for granted, but it's amazing how much a head coach can do for college football. I mean, it really makes it is the difference, right?
It is the – and there's only four or five that can really turn the meter up, you know, and for these schools. So it's crazy. We've been – it's been a fun ride, but as we all know, it can – change in a hurry.
I was with Arthur Sammet kiteboarding a couple weeks ago, and his daughter goes to Georgia. She's just finished her sophomore year, so she's 2 for 2.
And that's crazy.
Like, whoa,
that's
hey, crazy. That's pretty exciting. So
I think it was like we had three kids under three. It was like, I don't know if this was like 2012 or 13 or something when Georgia lost that game, and it was 4th and 26, I'm going to say, with like 20 seconds on the clock, and we tipped the ball up and Auburn scored the touchdown to win the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I lost my mind in front of my kids, and from that day forth I've made a pledge that I'm never going to let 19-year-olds ruin my weekend.
That's a good pledge. And you know what's crazy about that is that game happened, and was it the next game that the Alabama had the punt where Auburn returned or
That's
had
right.
a field goal and Auburn ran it all the way back for a touchdown. I remember that pretty yeah. They had those two crazy wins in a row. That was a wild year.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember if that's the same year, because that year they returned the punt, isn't that the year they won it all, or no?
No, I don't think they won it all. Did they lose to Florida State? I could be getting there. I think 2010
all
was when they
runs together to me.
All
if we,
SEC
if we
football,
could get David Strickland on the radio from Birmingham, he would be going War Eagle.
Oh yeah, like my brother. Same deal. Yeah.
I heard you say something that Strickland says his business is private. I've never heard anything private. I mean, nobody has a motor mouth like him. Come on.
He was on the kiting trip. He goes on the kiting trip every year. We need to get you on that, Quincy. And all he did was talk business the whole time to everybody. Like, he was on a megaphone out at, over the water. It was echoing.
I was at a lunch with him in Costa Rica. I said, now, David, you've reached your 4,000-word limit for the lunch.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of words.
He's got more. Don't worry.
He can talk, huh?
He's an expert on cholesterol, by the way. if you need some help, man, he knows what's up.
I think he's an expert on a lot of things, including tires. We're going to talk about his business for him. So, Patrick,
I love it.
Do you and Quincy, y'all grow up in the same area around North Georgia?
Well, similar. He went to Lovett. I LinkedIn stalked you, and he graduated. I lived in a neighborhood where two kids actually went to Lovett. Charles Guthrie, whose mom worked at the school, and Mark Thompson, who you said you graduated with those folks, right?
Yeah, and Mark and Charles both played on the baseball team together. But, yeah, as discussed earlier, Charles is a phenomenal athlete.
Well, you know, I kind of lost touch with those guys. I see on through the various social media chains of what they're doing.
Time out. But you can LinkedIn stalk them.
You can LinkedIn stalk anybody, man. I think that's – but the problem with LinkedIn is they know it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, this guy's sweating me.
You can't do it.
Well, I don't have premium LinkedIn, so it says, do you want to know who's sweating you? Give me
either.
$1. I'm like, no.
Might be worth that dollar.
LinkedIn just stresses me out. I get on there and I really realize that I don't know what I'm doing. I feel like, oh my gosh, I'm underperforming as a LinkedIn person. It's just terrible at it.
That's how you make me feel in YPO, Quincy.
Oh, please. Oh, please, Mr. State Chair.
Come on now. Trying to be a leader. I got Reagan. I've trained her in 12 years to handle my business.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Quincy, we talked about this. I thought you had four kids. You have five children. Very rare. I think the first time in 8 years that we've had a guest on here that also has five children. How old are they?
Ooh. My son is 14, and my daughters are 12, 11, 8, and 7.
Wow.
So he's like me and Reagan.
Yeah, that's right.
Reagan and I's first three girls are 18 months each way. So they kind of go back and forth on a two-year, one-year gap.
Our first three were 18 months apart and 13 months apart. So I thought everybody changed six diapers in 45 minutes.
Holy smokes.
Well, I had a mentor. His name was Wilson Worley, God rest his soul.
Yeah.
And he had two kids, and he told me, this is before I had kids, he said, I'd never change a diaper. That just wasn't what I did. And that was just our understanding. So I tried to tell Reagan that, and she's like, fool, are you crazy? So I think I changed equal amount of diapers.
Yeah, we were all hands on deck for that one. And, of course, Amy definitely pulls most of the weight. But it's been a lot of fun, man. But I definitely blacked out in those early years, man. It's just
autopilot, huh?
I look at our ages now. I mean, it's just not that it wasn't fun back then, but, I mean, we're having a lot of fun now. And you're starting to – we're right between where we're not too much teenage moodiness yet and – It's been a ton of fun.
I agree. The age, the adolescent age, preteen, teenager, late single digits is always good. Our kids are in the wheelhouse.
My son speaks in grunting in the morning. You know, he comes down. I mean, like his whole body's growing, and you know, a chemical process inside, I'm sure. And his foot looks like a damn water ski. You know?
Well, you're not a small guy. I mean, you're a big guy. So,
you're like, good morning, John Quincy. He's like, what do you want for breakfast?
Yeah. We get some of that around the house.
It's like teenage grunting language.
Well, Quincy, will you stick around with us for a few minutes? We're going to go pay some bills. I want to hear about your business.
Yes, sir.
All right. We got Quincy Evans on the At Home with Roby show. We'll be back.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McCosick from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. Trent, you there?
Oh, I was just going to let you and Quincy hang out. Y'all act like y'all old buddies or something.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fun talking to people that they're especially when you move away from an area, they know some of the same people.
You find a bond with these folks, don't you, Patrick?
I try.
I think Georgia and the river are different.
What's that?
Nah, I'm kidding.
Where we grew up is a lot like Charlotte is. I mean, really nobody, I mean, Quincy, I grew up towards Marietta, like nobody was from the area. They is kind of similar to Charlotte. Everybody sort of moved there from somewhere else.
Yeah, that's a dying breed to be from Atlanta in Atlanta, right? Super transient. So
same with Charlotte. I mean, I think we have the, I mean, I think it's a wonderful thing. I mean, I think it brings people together. You know, because you got a neighbor from this state or a neighbor from that state, and it's, you don't really have anybody else in common, so it kind of forces that community.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Quincy, you live in Atlanta, or you live? I thought you lived in Sea Island.
Yeah, we are down in St. Simons. Yep, love it. We moved down
beautiful
3 years ago. We're Atlanta refugees.
Oh, there you go.
How far is that from Atlanta?
It's like a 5-hour drive. It's a, you know, 45-minute Delta flight to BQK. And, yeah, so it's been good, man. We kind of fell in love with this school down there called Frederica Academy, and it was an opportunity. We were having a tough time getting all five kids into the same school in Atlanta, and it's been just life-giving to our family to be down there, and the world still makes sense down there.
That's great. I've heard great things about that area. But I was going to ask you, yeah, how was the school down there? So that you answered that question. That's awesome. So your business, BCJ, is based out of Atlanta. Tell us about your business. Tell us what y'all do.
Yeah, so we're commercial janitorial. So we are the folks on the ground, the team members out in the field cleaning. We clean office buildings, multifamily, Class A condos, Class A sort of open air retail malls, a little bit of indoor malls, some, you know, distribution. And now we're really trying to focus on churches and schools.
Okay.
Got it. How'd you get into this?
So I met my business partner at a Buckhead Church small group that my wife drug me to, because the first one we tried was super awkward and did not work out well. But the second one stuck, man. It was awesome. And so I met Majid is his name, and we became really good buddies. And for, I think, 5 years in this small group, I think like 20 kids were born in this group.
Wow.
So we had to get out, so it, you know, just something No, it was great, and I was getting my butt kicked in another business in the restaurant industry. And I showed up at his office one day because I was just trying to figure out what I was going to do. And we kind of spent the day together, and I saw that he was really good at operations, and I knew I was really bad at it, just kind of being in the restaurant business, and it was not my gift. And so what I really enjoyed was meeting people and opening doors and connections and sales. So I think I looked at him, I said, who does sales? And he said, well, I do, I guess. And I said, well, how do you do it? He said, well, I give out, or my property managers give out my number and they call me. And I said, they call you. I was like, that's great because you have a good reputation. Yeah. You're doing a good job. But I was like, bro, we could turn this on. And so, yeah, that was June of 2014. Just started hustling cupcakes to property managers, and I really saw he was a phenomenal mentor of people and developer of people, and really had this kind of family culture of great values, and now what we call our core purpose of creating hope and opportunity. And, you know, when there's life change in an organization for people, people see that, and that's contagious. So that's what our kind of focus has always been. Sometimes you lose it. Some days you don't do it great, but we try to make sure we come back to that in everything we do. And we've been fortunate to grow. So we've had a lot of fun, and we kind of started out in that multifamily world and eventually got into Class A office. And you kind of had to have one to get one. You know, property managers want to know what you clean just like theirs. Mm-hmm. And so I basically had to beg the first person to give us an office building.
So
when you say multifamily, are you talking about like the amenity centers and clubhouses and that kind of stuff?
Or? Yeah. Okay. Yep. So we'll clean the corridors, the elevators,
the club rooms,
the gyms. You know, in Class A multifamily, you've kind of had this like arms race of amenities.
That's right.
And so historically, I think multifamily groups performed housekeeping in-house, but I think they spent so much capital that they didn't have the time and the bandwidth to focus on. They need to drive leasing and occupancy and major capital maintenance issues. And so we come in and just say, hey, we'll handle this. And we sort of have, it's not just the execution of clean. We're training for body language, how to wear a uniform properly. You've got to create an experience. If you're in the corridor, someone comes out of their home, you're an extension of their home. So we've tried to steal as much as we can from Horst Schulze, the guy who built Ritz-Carlton, and sort of elevating people's vision for creating an experience and bringing, you know, people might look at it and say, oh, my gosh, you know, they're cleaning toilets and vacuuming hallways and dusting baseboards. But we really try to build just honor and integrity. And, you know, I mean, a poor example, but maybe, you know, 20 years ago, no one thought driving a cab was cool, right? But Uber's kind of made that lifestyle and that side hustle for some people, you know, cool and honorable and neat. So that's what we kind of try to do.
Now, I saw something on your website. You give 3% back of your revenue to your employees. Can you explain that? I don't know if I said that correctly. Well, I think it's cool. And I also saw on your website that you work in Charlotte, Nashville, Atlanta are your primary hubs. I'm sure you work around those cities. So you have a big presence in Charlotte?
Buddy, I'm here right now trying to build the business.
Oh, man, where are you at? I'm going to come find you.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go. I'm on the tee in 30 minutes.
No, man. I mean, I'm looking. Your core values are ever present. You have 500 plus employees.
Yeah, it's impressive.
And
yeah.
I never thought about, I mean, that was, Patrick, you brought that up. I mean, Class A offices, but multifamily,
yeah,
Class A multifamily, I never thought, I always thought that was done in-house.
Yeah.
And you said people, they need to focus on just providing a lifestyle for
the
people. They
don't
need to
station.
Focus on how clean and present the building is. I think that's an aha moment for us. And how humble for you to meet I'm going to mispronounce his name, Majed, and go into his office 5 years later after y'all become friends and said, dude, I think you said you need him to clean your restaurants. I'm putting words in your mouth. But
yeah, they actually did come over and help me with the restaurant. Yeah, early on. That's how I met Ms. Isabel, who was kind of employee number two. And she's on our senior leadership team and is a big backbone of our business.
What do you think about that, Patrick?
That's wonderful. That's great. So where are you teeing off?
I'm over here at Charlotte Country Club.
There you go.
About to go off with Mr. Collier. You got to get him on the show.
I hear you. Walker has been on the show.
He's been on the show.
You need to listen to Walker's show. He has a great story about how he, similar to you, walking into Majed's office, how he got involved and helped by the NASCAR Hall of Fame building. Really cool story. Well, good luck. And how can people look you up, Quincy?
Well, I guess on LinkedIn, right there. And our website is bcjbuildingservices.com. So, that's really the easiest is LinkedIn, I think.
Well,
I do check my little message center there. I figured that out.
Well, good. I'm glad you're learning. I like your style. I like your LinkedIn style. I agree with it. I'm very anti-social media guy. I don't know when people are stalking me, but it makes me feel good when it says I have 10 people looking at my image or something. Good luck to
you.
Thanks for being here. Man, that was a great story diving into how you got going in your business, man. And go Tar Heels.
Go Dawgs.
I'll see you soon, buddy.
Great being with you.
Take care, Quincy.
Thanks for coming on.
Bye-bye.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. Trent, we've got Quincy.
TJ wanted you to know he was still here.
I'm here.
TJ Boggs, Wade Boggs' nephew, is in the house as well. And he's all pumped up because we're talking about Georgia. Dadgummit.
Man, y'all are all, why are y'all, I'm getting attacked.
I'm not a big bulldog, man.
Yeah, I know, but you get all excited when somebody talks about
Tigers. I don't like
Marietta. But we talked Quincy into staying back on because I want you to explain this 3% because you explained it during the halftime, and I begged you to come back on. Walker can just wait a few minutes.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about what it means and what y'all do, Quincy, because you told –
So our COO, Bradley White, who really always just leads from our core purpose and our values and everything we do, he really started to quantify what it is we're actually doing, investing in our team members from training, right? Like it could be we do – etiquette class, email training etiquette, or, you know, we do Dave Ramsey's like financial fitness stuff, English classes. So you start to quantify all that investment, and that's kind of how you get to that 3% number of all the things. I mean, one of our team members, Ruth Bello, I think it was like 6 years ago, she came up with this idea, like we should buy backpacks for all of our team members' kids, and we started having this backpack drive. Well, I mean, bro, we learned real fast. If you include the family in an event, like the kids, everybody shows up, right? If you have to go get help to watch the kids or whatever, like it's harder to get to an event for our team members, and so. That has been a huge event. I think last year we invested probably 15 grand. And I mean, I showed up, I could not believe how many backpacks, and they have them separated from the younger ages to middle school to high school. And it's just cool to see that. You know, I think that kind of stuff goes to the core purpose of creating hope. And so it's been cool to see, but yeah, it's something we're always trying to focus on, elevating our team members, investing in them. If you can make the human being better, like, it's going to make our organization better and stronger, and the client's going to feel that at the end of the day.
I completely agree. It says we don't just want team members to show up. We want to empower them to show up as their best self. I mean,
yeah. I was talking to Majid today. He's doing a class on ownership.
Mm.
And I said, well, give me a nugget. What are you teaching on? And he said, he goes, ownership happens before the fact, not after the fact. I was like, what's up? Let's go.
Wow, that's good.
I mean, right?
Yeah. Don't tell me you're going to take ownership after the fact and you're going to fix it. True ownership is taking it before the fact and, right, winning it before it becomes a problem. So anyway, I think for us, it's all these values, integrity, honesty, relationships. We're not just teaching it or trying to instill it from, hey, how do we win the client? But, hey, what does integrity look like in the house, with your kids, with your spouse, you know, being prepared? What does that look like when you go to the grocery store, managing your budget, just so that it sticks, right? Because if you can apply it in something simple in your day-to-day life,
yeah,
then you can build off that, right, and apply it at work. And then you've done something potentially with excellence if you can do it over and over again.
What do you think about that, Patrick?
No, I love it. I love it. I jotted that down, your statement on ownership.
We do a program. We talk about a lot on the radio, Entrepreneur Operating Systems.
Sounds
we
like
had our
too.
Quarterly town hall this morning. We have 137 employees, Quincy, and
yeah,
literally the whole communication today, it was exciting to look at their faces and their smiles and just happy wife, happy life, happy home, and then you perform better and you're more confident and you take ownership in what you do at work. So
I mean, you know, talking about like the thoughts become things, right? So getting people aware of their stinking thinking and their fear and their doubts, right? Because like Bobby Jones said, life, golf is played on a 4-inch course between your ears, right? Like what's going on there? You help people climb higher, they'll see further, they'll believe bigger. And I've used the word a lot, but contagious, you know? So
amen.
It's fun, man. I love it. I'm so fortunate and blessed to be in this business and really have enjoyed it.
Well, God bless you. I'm so fortunate and blessed to be your friend, and I can't wait to continue to grow our relationship and you and Patrick hang out. I have to get you to play golf with us sometime. BCJBuildingServices.com, Quincy Evans, speaking wisdom. Thank you so much.
Hey, man, great being with y'all. Thanks for the time. Love what y'all are doing.
Thank you, buddy. Go do the golden rule today. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Thank you for listening.